Hamilton College will no longer offer merit scholarships. First of all, can you explain the merit scholarship program?
Sure. At Hamilton, we have offered merit scholarships for about 10 years. And basically, when we refer to merit, we're talking about students who are getting scholarship dollars who don't qualify based on their financial needs. So in other words, we're discounting the price for certain populations of students that are attractive to us. In an effort to try and attract them to Hamilton, and we've decided we're not going to do that anymore, starting with the students who will enter Hamilton in the fall of 2008.
Now, are there merit scholarships, honor scholarships? What other scholarships are there other than the merit?
There are a couple different types of financial aid. There's need-based financial aid that families apply for. They fill out forms like the FAFSA for federal financial aid, or the profile you've probably heard of for institutional money. But it's based on different methodologies that schools use to determine if families are eligible for need-based financial aid based on their income. There's a whole other pool of money that some colleges, not all colleges, use called merit scholarship dollars, which have nothing to do with your financial need, but everything to do with how attractive you might be to a college. So families may qualify for need-based financial aid and a merit scholarship. Sometimes families who don't qualify for need-based financial aid may be offered merit scholarship dollars as a hook or for a way for colleges to attract those families to choose them.
So would these students be involved in the honors program?
Some schools have honors programs that go along with merit scholarships. Some don't. At Hamilton, we offer Bristol and Schombach scholarships that are merit-based, but along with those come a $3,500 research stipend for families. But we don't have a formal honors program.
So why were merit scholarships offered in the first place?
Well, I think a lot of schools offer merit as a way to raise the profile of their students, as a way to attract students who might not otherwise choose them. Hamilton and colleges like it are expensive, and financial assistance can influence a family's choice, regardless of income. I think that merit aid was the right decision for Hamilton at the time. It was implemented about 10 years ago, and it may have, in fact, helped us attract students that might not have considered Hamilton. But changing our policy now is the result of some really careful planning and thinking about what we need to do in the future. And it will allow us to offer more need-based financial aid to those students and families that qualify for financial aid.
And when will this go into effect?
This will go into effect starting with students that enter Hamilton in the fall of 2008. Any students that are already enrolled at Hamilton that have merit scholarships will be honored for as long as they're here and until they graduate. But starting with that class, we're going to shift any money that we would have spent on merit scholarships into need-based financial aid.
So you said that in the past, merit scholarships, you think, probably helped the recruiting process. So how do you think abandoning this program will now affect recruiting?
Well, we have raised the profile of our applicants and our admits and the students who are choosing Hamilton, and we feel like we no longer will need the money to attract those students as much as we have in the past. We may lose a few students that we would have otherwise gained by having a merit scholarship, but we feel like there's a more pressing need at this point to move the money into the need-based financial aid. We continuously and constantly assess everything we do here, and while I really do believe that offering merit scholarships was absolutely the right thing for Hamilton to do over the last decade, I think as we look at the types of students who are going to be graduating from high school, and as the demographics shift in the next 5 or 10 years, and there are fewer students from the Northeast and more students coming from non-traditional backgrounds and maybe more needy families, we really want to plan for our future. And Hamilton has always been a school of opportunity to ensure that we'll be able to attract students and serve them well in the future. We need to make sure that we grow our financial aid budget so that we can support those students. So over time, we're hoping to grow the amount of money that we spend on financial aid. Right now, I have a financial aid budget of $21 million for next year. But we'd like to grow that over time. Part of looking to increase our financial aid is to first look inward at how we're allocating the dollars we already have. And we feel like it's really important to not discount the price for families that can afford Hamilton and move that money into more need-based aid for those families that we think are admissible that that do qualify for financial aid.
So basically the money that will has been being used for the merit scholarships will now just kind of be used for grants and financial aid.
That's exactly right.
For general admission, not based on, you know...
academic merit.
Yes, okay.
Yes, correct.
And is this a trend among colleges or private colleges today?
I think that we talk about this a lot in higher ed. I'm not aware of another school that has eliminated a merit scholarship program. Of course, there are a lot of great places that have never offered merit scholarships. But there has been some recent news about schools that are trying to back off of merit scholarship, and I think a lot of them, it's for practical reasons, to move the money into more need-based financial aid. I think in higher ed in general, we all need to look at what we do every year and planning for our future to make sure that we're spending our resources appropriately and serving students well. And so I hope that schools will think about this, but I don't know that it's right for everyone. I think it's right for Hamilton right now.